Gary Kiernan, Donegal's been kind to you this last couple of years. How are you feeling now? Winner of the two-wheel drive category, fourth overall.
I'm over the moon. We had a good battle with the boys all day, Christopher Armstrong and Damien Gallagher there. Unfortunately, Chris had a 12-second lead going out onto the last loop and unfortunately bounced off the road, and I hope he hasn't much harm done. Chris is a neighbour of mine at home, so the competition was always good. This is the first time we got out against him in Class 14, so it was a good battle. Ryan done a perfect job all weekend. Yeah. When I went too mad, he slowed me down. When I was too slow, he made me go on. It's just really delighted with the weekend.
Yep, fantastic stages out there. I would say it was entertaining stuff to watch it, and the Mark II, but to drive them, I would say, was phenomenal as well, given by the accounts that all the drivers are telling us back that it was serious stages.
In fairness, the pace was just mad.
Yeah.
I have to really thank CMC Motorsport. He still keeps coming up with a car that doesn't want to stop, no matter how hard you hit it off the road. The pace is just mad. A bit of luck for us too, got us through the day. We clipped the wall early on, but we lost no time with it at all. Just happy.
Right, you have to come back now to Donegal and defend this as well.
I don't think we could do it 3 years in a row, but we'll try.
Gary Cairns from County Cavan will speak to his navigator. He doesn't say a lot of words to the media. He does it in the car, giving the notes. But Ryan, winner of the Harvest Rally here, you'll be very pleased with your day's work.
Yeah, delighted with it now, in fairness. As Gary said, now Chris set the benchmark today.
Yeah.
It's fortunate what happened to him. It's just how rally goes.
Yeah, you have to get it to the finish no matter what happens, and that's the main thing. And he's had to control this car, and he's got here eventually. He did have a bit of luck on it, but it was an excellent drive by Gary.
Yeah, excellent drive now. Excellent rally as well now. The stage is unreal there today. Yeah. So, yeah, happy out. Man.
Good stuff. Well, listen, well done. Congratulations, Ryan.
Cheers. Thank you.
Aidan Ray, winner of Class 4 here in Killybegs, a national champion as well. My God, it's been a good day for you.
It's been a good day, Oisin. We're glad to be here now, to be honest. It was a tough rally. Tough year, to be honest, even. It's good to get the cup 2 years in a row. We didn't really plan to do the national this year again, but as usual, you get sucked in. But we're here and very glad to be here. I'd like to thank the club and thank the team and everybody had helped out and a few of the sponsors and stuff, and thank Kieran on the notes.
Yeah.
But more than happy to be here.
And the event itself, it's been a great day's rally and some fantastic stages, challenging stages as well, but certainly were stages that suited your driving technique in the car too.
Aye, very tough stages. I knew by them when we done the recce, they sort of suited me. I liked them. They were tricky, a lot of bumps, tricky bumps in places and high speed bumps and stuff, but we're good to be here and we've only won wee small marks, so we're more than happy.
It's good to have the cup settling on the mantelpiece once again for another 12 months. It wasn't away for too long.
No, it wasn't away. We said to Richard last night, we hope to get it back off this evening, but it all went to plan anyway, so
okay. We're
more than happy.
Damien, we're here at the finish of the Harvest Rally in Killybegs. You got the car to the end second. Second in your class and fifth overall. It's been a good day.
It has been a very good day, actually, in fairness. As I was 10 years earlier on that stage out there, as my Achilles heel, I just hadn't got the guts for it, really, in fairness. And I mean, we're thereabouts all day up to that point. And the Chris was unlucky too. It deserves a mention. I mean, the man did go out onto that stage that I'm talking about and just whooped everybody's arse on it and left us at, you know, he was about to chase the men on up to that for second. But hey, we're happy.
Yeah.
It's a big change we made to the car this year from Donegal till now, and with new old suspension of anything, and I had a brilliant day up here.
Yeah. Is this the end of the year for you, or will there be another event before the year's out? But you'll be back next year, I'm sure, and there's a couple of other prizes on offer that you would like to get.
I would love to get my hands on a couple of things yet. There's a wee bucket list here.
Yeah.
But I will see. Listen, you know,
and international is one of them, obviously, in the escort.
We've been flying here for a long, long time, been close so many times, but never actually got that one. But yeah, it'd be nice to nip it before we pull the panel and retire to the sport, you know.
Yeah, and it makes it a lot easier planning for that now off the back of a good result.
Correct, yeah. I mean, confidence is up now. We know we can race these boys. I know there are a couple of them wasn't here today, but I'm still confident we can give them a good battle for it, you know.
Yeah. Well done today, Damien, and to Mac as well.
Yep, thanks again for Mac. Thanks again to the boys. I mean there's a full crew just behind me. It's not just me and Mac with this car, there's a full crew of boys behind it. And to be fair to them, they're there. The car runs faultlessly all the time. Between Brian, Bingy, Robert, Kennedy, and Shane and Andrew Harvey, a whole lot of them make a thing. It's a team effort.